Legal troubles are piling up for organizers of the Astroworld Music Festival. That's where 10 people died earlier this month. The musicians Travis Scott and Drake, along with Apple Music, are among those named in a $750 million lawsuit filed yesterday. It was brought by 125 people who were injured when the crowd surged to the stage. Meanwhile, this tragedy is prompting some young concertgoers to pause and reflect. YR Media's Nina Roll is one of them, and she sent us this essay.
I've been going to concerts and music festivals since before I could speak. When I was a baby, my mom would carry me on her back at reggae shows. And as I got older, I started saving up every dollar I had to go see my favorite singers perform. I've even camped out in front of venues all day long so I could get a spot at the very front of the stage. Many of my favorite memories involve standing in a crowd of thousands of people, singing along to songs I love with tears running down my face. Concerts have always been my happy place, but I'm not so sure anymore. On November 5th, tens of thousands of people attended Travis Scott's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston. All of them were excited to see artists they love, and none of them were expecting the night to end in such a tragedy. Before everything happened, I remember seeing the concert lineup. It sounded good, and I probably would have gone if it were closer to home. I've seen Travis Scott perform, and when the news of what happened at Astroworld broke, I was completely shattered. How could something that was supposed to bring joy turn into something so dark? I woke up Saturday after the festival to thousands of videos flooding my social feeds. After I finished scrolling, I immediately texted my younger brother, saying, "You better be careful at Cardi next week." My brother was going to see Playboi Carti a few days later, and I couldn't help but think what happened at Astroworld could have easily happened to my brother, or even to me. My brother is a big guy, but still, I reminded him to not only be careful for himself, but also for those around him. The number one rule in mosh etiquette is if someone falls, you pick them back up. And even though I said all of these things to keep him and others safe, they're not the only ones responsible. Events like this need lots of organization, like enough security, medical supplies, and trained staff. Astroworld had none of that, and the events that unfolded were absolutely preventable. Concerts were once a place where I could forget all my worries and let go, and now I'm full of fear and anxiety. Standing in a crowd of thousands of people listening to music usually makes me excited, especially after being stuck inside for over a year. I've been eager to get out and be with other people, but after what happened at Astroworld, I can't confidently say that's how I feel anymore. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Roll.
And Nina Roll is a reporter with YR Media, a national network of journalists and artists.